It was in the grey gloom which precedes dawn, when every beast was awakened by the piercing wail of a shrew mum.
Where's my little dupe?
Maudie knocked Dassie up sideways as she sprang up. She joined Lug Lug and several others who were running to the lakeside. The Gowson mother was scurrying about distractedly, waving her paws.
Dupe, where's me baby? Oh, he's gone!
The hermaid took charge of the situation. Grabbing the shrewman by her flowery apron, she halted her, calling sternly.
Please be still, Mom. You'll mess up all the tracks. Now, when did you last see Dupe? What?
Gowson scouts spread out into the surrounding trees as the mother explained tearfully.
I had Dupper in me paws last night when I went to sleep. Oh, where's the poor little tyke got to?
The gruff voice of a Gowson scout came from the north corner of Bulrush Bower.
Over here, mates!
Maudie bounded to the spot ahead of every beast. She could tell by the horrified look on the scout's face and the ominous drag trail of tracks what the shrew was going to say.
The little un's been taken by a snake!
The word struck terror into the Gowson. Just the word snake sent them into a gibbering panic. It was Asio who got order with a deafening hoot. Maudie could see by the state of the shrews that they would not be of any use to her. She nodded to the owl.
Right, quick's the word and sharp's the action, laddiebuck. We've got to get that babe back, and jolly well soon.
Lug Lug countered grimly.
Not much chance, miss. Once a snake's got you, that's that.
The hermaid grabbed the rapier from Lug Lug's belt and thrust it into his paw, whispering to him.
Bad form, sir. What? You're supposed to be a blinking chieftain among shrews. Look at the example you're setting him. A little baby will die if you don't do anything about it. Now come on, stiff up a snout. What?
Lug Lug gritted his teeth.
You're right, Miss Maudie. Let's get after that evil worm right now.
The owl, the hermaid and the shrew chieftain sped off into the still darkened woodland depths.